For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. When Governor Ned Lamont announced he was going to an age-based vaccine rollout plan going forward, he made a carve-out for teachers and childcare workers to jump to the head of the line on March 1st, along with folks over the age of 55. To delve deeper into what this all means from the perspective of the education community, I welcome Connecticut Education Association President Jeff Leake to the program. Jeff, what was your reaction when you heard the governor's announcement?
Well, clearly, we were extremely pleased with the idea that something we had been working for, which was a efficient, safe plan to make sure that all staff who work with our kids have an opportunity to be vaccinated. And we are happy to work with the governor's office and others to make sure that we do this as quickly and efficiently as possible. So we were quite pleased.
What organizing and planning are Connecticut school districts and unions like yours doing to get teachers together and organize how the teachers get vaccinated first and when?
So we just had a meeting with our local president on Monday night, as a matter of fact, talking to them about making sure they were in quick and honest communications with their superintendents and other union members outside of our own union to say, let's work together, let's plan together, let's make sure that people know what we're doing, they know, you know, how it's going to work for them, and let's get this done.
How straightforward will it be to figure out which teachers are eligible for the shots? For example, are teachers who opted out and or perhaps retired altogether at the start of the pandemic but maybe want to come back, are they eligible? How about non-classroom staff like administrators, janitors, etc.?
So folks that have retired, I don't know where they are. Okay, so that's not in our thoughts at the moment. But, for example, anyone else that works directly with kids, that walks into a school building, whether that's, again, a teacher in the classroom, a paraeducator, a substitute teacher who walks in, an administrator who's in and out of classrooms working with teachers and kids and so forth, all of them should be eligible and in this process. And we hope that all staff, again, are put into the process and are able to get the first vaccine within the month of March.
Let's take substitutes, for example. I know a lot of substitutes don't necessarily work for the various school districts. They may work for something like Kelly Services. So they're eligible to go get their shots?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you right now, about like a one-day person, but I'm assuming if they're on the substitute list, yes, we'd want them to be vaccinated as well moving forward.
Let's say the janitorial staff at a school, someone who works as an administrative assistant or someone in the lunchroom, not necessarily a teacher, but certainly in the building. How about them?
Custodial staff, without a doubt. We worked hard with other Board of Education unions to make sure that those who come in contact with kids, and custodians do, bus drivers do, cafeteria workers do, they come in contact, they're in close proximity with kids, so we want to make sure that they are in the process. The only people I would see that I've heard is probably not going to be in that process would be, for example, central office administration. If you're an administrative assistant in the central office and you're never in contact with kids, then no, you're probably not going to be in the list. All of this will be administered in some way or another through the departments of health in each of our different areas in the state of Connecticut. So I believe what I heard on Tuesday morning was that there was going to be clear written guidance out to superintendents no later than this Friday.
What sort of effect do you think that any lobbying that your organization did or teachers' organizations in general did to move Governor Lamont to make this decision?
I am sure that had some effect, without a doubt. But in addition to that, all we were doing was kind of elevating the announcements of Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky to say teachers should be a priority. We aren't trying to do anything other than follow the guidance that has been out there about prioritizing educators.
You know, we've heard from some leaders of unions for transit workers and grocery stores, and they've expressed disappointment that they felt like they were next in line, and now they're going to have to be pushed back a bit. Can you understand how they're feeling?
Yes, I can. But I want to emphasize, John Henry, that was not part of our thinking. I mean, we had no idea that the governor was going to, in addition to prioritizing educators, was going to change the whole system. That wasn't part of our discussion. Do I understand a grocery worker wanting to get this vaccine as soon as possible? Absolutely. And there's a corollary. We're not taking over the whole system. We're in a parallel system right now to make sure that we are efficiently and quickly getting this vaccination into people's arms.
Between the former president, President Trump, between President Joe Biden and many governors and mayors and politicians across the country, everybody seems to want to make the point, and it's a good point, that, shoot, we need to get kids back in schools. To what degree do you think that overall concern, not only to get the kids back in schools for their own development, but also, hey, when you have kids back in schools, then the economy can progress. To what degree do you think that played in your favor in this?
To a great degree, without a doubt. And we're already hearing, I've been on meetings with our local presidents over the past couple of days, and we're already hearing about districts that are, for lack of a better term, I'm going to say, ramping up their thoughts about how to get even more kids back in our classrooms once this vaccine rollout is moving forward and once school staff is assured that they're going to be there for the kids when they come back in.
Hey, say one more thing. You know, one thing I noticed when I was looking, I saw a graphic about who is eligible for vaccination when, and it looks like the very last group of people eligible on the list are kids. Anybody 14 years old and under, I think, they're so low on the list, they're not even really broken out as a group. They're just like whoever's left, you know, after
right.
May something
right.
or other. All right, so you have teachers who are vaccinated, we assume, going back into classrooms, and you're going to be mixing with a lot of kids who aren't vaccinated. Is that a worry for you?
Not according to the science that we've seen, which means that the teachers won't have to take sick time, won't have to quarantine. They'll be there. The school staff will be there. But clearly we also know, and we've heard this before, that kids often have the vaccine. They're walking around with it, but they don't even feel it. They don't know it. They could be spreading it, but at least they won't be spreading it to other school staff right now. And if we follow the protocols of masking, distancing, and air quality and testing, then we should be able to assure folks that things are safe for them.
Well, I know you've had a lot of worry about the level of distancing and physical preparations inside of schools to make sure that they are ready. Do you feel better about where schools are at in that regard today?
Some of our school districts have done this quite well. They have really concentrated on, for example, the social distancing situation. Others have not so much. Others have kids within 2 or 3 feet of each other, which, again, is not good for the kids. It's not good for the classroom situation. So we are hoping that everyone will continue to do their best until the vaccine is out there to everyone as much as possible, including children, that, you know, we still are mindful of the other efforts that need to be taken in order to safeguard folks.
Jeff Leek, president of the Connecticut Education Association, thanks so much for weighing in.
Thank you. Thank you, John Henry, for having me.